For a decade, the Chippewa Valley has been known by some as the Silicon Valley of the Midwest. But competition in the industry and a sour economy has resulted in many job losses in the area. So it was with great fanfare the governor came to the headquarters of Silicon Logic Engineering with a $400,000 loan and $50,000 in tax credits to help the small business of 38 add 10 employees. Mike Berry is the chief technology officer.
SLE designs computer chips for companies like Nortel Networks, Motorola, and Cray. In addition, SLE has recently begun designing and marketing semiconductor intellectual property cores, or IP cores. This loan, as well as the tax credits, will enable SLE to continue its research and development efforts to design more IP and to increase the amount of resources SLE can apply to these designs.
Governor Doyle says the state needs to continue to develop this area of the state as a place where high-tech businesses know they'll find support.
While I believe we must take full advantage of our existing strengths, like manufacturing and agriculture, we must also do more to nurture emerging industries like technology firms that have the potential to add real octane to our economy. High-tech industries are growing faster than our traditional economic base. They employ highly skilled workers. I guess I'm looking at a few of them around here right now. And they employ them at what I hope are very good wages.
SLE's Mike Berry says many of his employees came from other parts of the country at the height of the high-tech boom a decade ago. And they stayed to create new small businesses when their employers at larger high-tech businesses went belly up. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.